In 2004, legend Jim Carrey and director Michael Gondry teamed up to film what is widely considered to be one of the best movies of this century, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Now the two of them are back for a brand new show on Showtime called Kidding. The four of us have watched the show. We have a lot of thoughts, and we'll be talking about it right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, a little upbeat start to our show today here on TV Pilot Reviews. I already mentioned it, but this is from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is a great movie in my opinion, kind of a polarizing movie, kind of a strange movie, but I think there are some tonal similarities to the show we're covering today on TV Pilot Reviews, which is, of course, Showtime's Kidding. Before we talk about the show, though, I would love to introduce myself. Guys, my name is Jeff, and I'm surrounded by a group of brilliant panelists, including the beautiful Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi.
And the beautiful Sam Davidson.
Hello, guys. Sam Davidson. I'm excited my family's back together.
Yes, the fam. And the beautiful D'Angelo
Platt. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jeff, let's talk. I want to say your intros are very impressive.
They've been better and better for episode. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Smooching the host.
It's good. You know, it's easy to do a great cold open when I feel like I've got a great team.
All right. This is getting sick and gross. No, I don't like it.
Just so you guys know, this is a pilot review show, so we just watched the pilot to Showtime's Kidding. We haven't seen any other episodes. I mean, no other episodes have been released, but we will only be talking about just this pilot, and next week we'll be talking about a brand new show. So any of our opinions are based on just the one episode we saw, and that's what we do for you is we review pilots. Today's show is called Kidding. It actually doesn't officially come out until next week, but Showtime released the pilot on YouTube. It stars Jim Carrey as a kind of struggling children's show host who is coming to grips with a recent family tragedy. Before we talk about the episode, we are going to watch the trailer as a panel, and those watching on YouTube, you'll be able to watch along. Let's watch it right now.
A view that no one can see. But you know it's there, and I do too. That's the part of you that no one can take away. Because that's the part of you that's really you. You see, the stuff I like about you isn't the stuff on the outside. What I like about you is the other stuff. The inside stuff.
Smiling skulls.
Smiles are a little gift we give each other. That's the most beautiful part of yourself.
She left you because you're a pussy.
Please don't use a bad word when you can use a good word. Every pain needs a name. What do we think this one is called?
You are not a real person. You are a man in a box. You're a trusted brand. No one sees a man.
I feel something new today. Something's growing inside me. Our next guest raised your son, your daughter, your stepdaughter from his couch in Columbus, Ohio. Please help me welcome Mr. Jeff Pickles!
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. One thing I gotta say, no matter how any of these shows are,
the trailers are
television
good.
Trailers have gotten very good.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, who thinks they have the strongest opinion about Showtime's pilot for Kidding? Because I want to start with you, if you do.
It kind of feels like you are seething at the mouth.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yes.
It might be you.
No, the thing is, I don't feel like I have a strong opinion about this pilot. So I'm wondering if anyone
put in my
very
money on Linda.
Yeah.
Why is
Linda?
It always me that with the strong opinion?
Well, we watched a game show about tools, and you went off. So you got a track record.
That's a good point.
I got to be honest.
Whoa.
For the person who had a lot to say about do-it-yourself crafting...
I gotta put my money on you.
All right, Linda, we're gonna start with you. What did you think of the pilot?
I loved it. I love the fact that it was Jim Carrey back in a series after, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And Living Color was the last series he was in. I love what they're doing, juxtaposed to what's happening in the world and, having to fill a box and be a certain way. But you're struggling with everything else in your life, so I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Sam?
I feel super conflicted about it, and I feel like I can't give a real opinion and answer until I've seen a second episode. Yeah. I'm a big Jim Carrey fan, but, you know, I think the show's supposed to be personal for him on some level because he's dealt with a lot of loss in the past few years. But for me, the character is just seems nice, but he's off-putting and creepy. And, like, that trailer even creeped me out. And there's certain stuff that's creepy that I like, but the little kid TV stuff, it totally weirds me out and makes me feel a little bit gross. So, and then it was so sad at moments, and I was like freaking out. I mean, I think it was good. I do think it was very good. But I just don't know if I want to watch it.
That's fair. Do you think it might be a show that's good? Maybe not for you.
Yeah, but even though I will, and if I do, I know it's like going to be painful for me, but I think I'll enjoy it. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think you said a lot of good things. I think it is a good show. I'm definitely into it. My only caveat has been I'm noticing with these shows that aren't coming out all together, I'm forgetting about them.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get through them and remember them. And so I think these cable shows need to think of an alternative plan.
Mm-hmm. You mean when they don't release them as a season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All together, like Netflix style.
This does feel like it should be like an Amazon show where I can watch five.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting. I feel like the premium cable Stars, HBO, Showtime, they do kind of feel like they're now trying to run the same content as Netflix, but they don't have that bingeable quality, which might give those streaming services an advantage.
Yeah.
Because I think the lines between the separation of content are getting blurrier and blurrier.
Yeah.
I agree. Sorry, it's Brianna in the booth here. I just want to kind of clarify that maybe for some of our viewers. Would you be okay if they had released maybe three or four and then did week by week, or do you want it all at once?
Yeah, not saying, I think that's a good question. I'm not saying they have to do it the way Netflix does it. I'm saying the one episode a week is not, I don't think it's going to work. Even shows like Counterpart, which came on Stars, I love that show. And it took me a minute to finish it because I just kept forgetting and like, and now it's released week by week. So like Bree's saying, maybe three episodes and then week by week, or four episodes week by week, like something different than the traditional format.
Especially with a new show that is, it's technically calm. I mean, they said it was 30 minutes online, but it was more than 30 minutes.
Barely, it's like 33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I think with that, they definitely needed more than one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree with a lot you guys are saying. It's funny, I actually watched it twice. The first time I watched it, I wasn't sure. I didn't have my mind made up. I thought Jim Carrey did a really, really nice job, but I kind of felt like the show didn't necessarily have an identity. Mm-hmm. My second viewing, I liked it a lot more. I think it's a little messy. I'm having a lot of trouble with his son. I don't really understand that character. I don't believe him. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, personally, I don't know if I love Judy Greer's performance in this, even though I really, really love Judy Greer. She's the one playing
his wife.
Yeah. But I think he's really good, and I love Catherine Keener. So I think there's a lot to be excited about. And I do think it's just a very interesting premise. I feel like it's one of those shows where premise alone, I'm pretty interested. And there's enough in here that I'm definitely going to watch a second one.
Yeah.
I will say, so as I mentioned at the top, Michelle Gondry and Jim Carrey teamed together for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, written by a guy I love named Charlie Kaufman, who wrote Being John Malkovich and Human Nature and Adaptation, just a lot of movies I love. Have you guys seen Eternal Sunshine before?
Yes.
Do you like that movie?
It upsets me.
Yes, it's an upsetting movie, as is this show.
Yeah.
But
you notice in a trend.
Did you feel like you were seeing some tonal similarities between the two?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that movie, it made me uncomfortable. I think if I really like a movie, especially the Jim Carrey movies, I've seen almost every one of his movies at least three times.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just saw that one once.
So yeah, it sounds like we're all at least liking it. I don't think it sounds like Linda's maybe liking it the most, but I think it sounds like all of us are going to give it one more episode, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially if you guys tell me to, then I'll trust you and I'll go on.
Cool. So it sounds like we're all play on the pilot, and I think all of us would be an audience play as well.
Yeah.
If you like this kind, if you like these kinds of shows. The show was created by Dave Holstein, who had worked on Weeds and actually most recently worked on Showtime's other kind of comic series, I'm Dying Up Here.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his first time with a creator credit on a show. Interestingly, he wrote this pilot in 2010, so he's had it in his back pocket for a long time. And his rule as a show creator was, I will not let this show get made unless Jim Carrey stars in the main role.
Mm. Oh, wow. Ooh.
So the reason he was working on the show I'm Dying Up Here was he wanted to get on Showtime just so he could connect with Jim Carrey that way.
Oh, wow.
Because Showtime was trying to kind of groom Jim Carrey for a project.
What you gotta do, kids. is you think the long game.
Think the long game. And that's what he was doing. This is actually for you writers out there, of which Sam and I are both, and I know Linda writes as well. Yeah. I think probably a lot of people in Hollywood at least are writing. D writes. But he was mentioning that his pinned tweet right now, the show creators, is on it was the day before the premiere. He said, on Wednesday, my new show, let me see if I can get this right. Just give me a sec. On Wednesday, a new Showtime show premieres that was just recently rated by the Austin Film Festival as being messy, tonally inconsistent, and a poorly written pilot. That's my Showtime show starring Jim Carrey, and it premieres tomorrow. Hashtag share your rejections, that's which great. I thought was pretty cool. So for you writers out there who have gotten bad feedback on your work, just think of this show creator, and now he's writing for Jim Carrey, which is pretty cool.
I like that.
Interestingly, Jason Bateman is an executive producer on this show. I don't know.
You know, that doesn't... I was thinking about Ozark when we were talking just a minute ago. Like, there was something about it, probably just because I'm watching it, but that doesn't surprise me that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and talk specifics about this episode. At this point, guys, if you're curious about Kidding, we've given you our non-spoiler kind of take on the show. We will be getting into spoiler specifics, so...
Spoiler!
And we are not kidding spoiler about that.
We are not Sam does stand-up comedy. Wow. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's hard to not talk about Jim Carrey's performance at the center of the show. As I mentioned, he's playing a sort of Mr. Rogers-esque children's host named Jeff Pickles. How do you guys feel about Jim Carrey in this role?
Well, he's, in my opinion, the selling point.
Yeah.
He's all over the trailer. His name is here. He's probably the only reason.
He's an EP on the show as well.
Yeah, and he's the reason I was intrigued by this show. Mm-hmm. So I think he did his job well. So short and sweet.
I thought he was good. Like I said, it's just not the kind of characters that make me warm and fuzzy, but I am hoping that we see him grow. I just wish it was a little bit more realistic. I do have a qualm, which is that I think somebody that acts the way that he does, the character, and I mean, just seems to be a little bit mentally ill.
Yeah.
And if we're supposed to identify with this person and have them be our protagonist, it's kind of hard for me because I'm not sure who he's playing at the moment. I wanted him to be a little bit more real. Like, you know what a pussy is.
More stable.
It's not stable. It's that he's not that stupid. He should know what a pussy is at, like, 50 whatever years old. You know, those little things. It kind of just bothered me. But that could just be the writing, too. I don't know.
I think, well, one of the things that I like about the show is it's talking about how you deal with trauma and, like, mental health and like kind of pointing at that and how different people deal with like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I I think there's an aspect of him that's relatable in that he's not fully taking on whatever the trauma is. And you see how that's affecting him because he's trying to hold it in. So that's one thing I actually liked about it. I thought about that when you just said that. So.
It's like any of us could become unhinged.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the ultimate, I mean, again, spoiler territory, guys, but we find out quickly in the episode that he's lost his son to a tragic car accident. Mm-hmm. And people do say that the death of a child is, without a doubt, the worst pain that anyone can experience. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. What are you thinking, Linda?
No, I think that his character, he played it brilliantly. Yeah. I think that if you think about being a kids TV host for 30 years and you have to be a specific way, and we think of like the Mr. Rogers and whatever out there, he still has to portray that because, like they said, even in this pilot, it's like a multi-million dollar industry. What I didn't know was that all his surrounding characters on the show are his family. So his sister is the head puppet maker. His dad is the EP on the Mr. Pickle show. So that part I didn't know about
you didn't pick up on that?
About the family is that it's the family business.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering how come the dad was able to relate to him so well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Their relationships
they
felt like they blurred between personal and professional.
Yeah. And so I didn't know till after I watched that's his father as well. So back to my point. My point being is I think that he's been in a box and he has to stay in the box and the dad's trying to keep him in the box. And I think that dealing with trauma in real life, of course, we're going to see him come unhinged. But I think that he played it beautifully.
Yeah, I just, we didn't see a flashback, but I think that he's been like this all along, not just since his son died, is the impression I got. But I want to be wrong.
I don't think so. I think that he had the perfect life. I think what I got from it, he had the perfect life. He was like Mr. Pickles. Everyone loved him, and he was always on. And then he had the trauma, and I think the flashback, for me at least in the pilot, was him reflecting on this actually really happened, because I don't think he in his mind is thinking that it actually happened.
When you have a couple of different perspectives. From his perspective, he thought he had the perfect life, but you can tell that his wife wasn't really very happy, but she didn't have a reason to complain until, you know, the kid died. It's a lot of facets to this that's interesting to me.
It's interesting too, Sam, because like I agree with you. It does feel unrealistic that someone in today's society wouldn't know the P-U-S-S-Y word for female anatomy. But
sorry,
no, it's okay. It's but on I'm the show. Thinking out loud though, like I don't know if you guys have seen Mr. Rogers outside of his show, but he's kind of got a weird eccentricity about him.
So. Sorry, I just have to say before I forget this. Yeah. I did a spotlight on here maybe like 4 or 5 months ago. This guy, Brian Husky, who is a really funny comedian. He had these specials on the car. I forget what network it was. I want to say the Cartoon Network, but I don't think so. And it's called Mr. Neighbor's House. And it's literally a guy that's in a mental hospital. And you find out at the end, and he is just has this show in his head, and it is so dark and twisted. It's like a very dark comedy, but it's a fascination recently, the Mr. Rogers and all of that, because there's also a movie coming out. There's this.
The documentary just came out.
I think there's a Tom Hanks movie actually, because he told me, you know, it's people are doing it, but it's a very kind of dark, creepy genre.
Hmm. Well, there's something inherently. It's interesting because there's something about children's hosts sometimes that can be a little unsettling when you're looking at an adult whose entire professional life is to connect with innocence and children.
Yeah.
It can be a little spooky as an adult to see a fellow adult forcefully adopt the mindset of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like this show is really interested in exploring that, because I think just in the same way that the son's twins' loss of innocence happened when he saw his brother die, I think there was this really real loss of innocence for Jeff Pickles when he saw his own son die.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been living in this bubble of kind of childhood innocence. So he has to try to navigate what it's like to exist in a professional space where your job is to protect and preserve the innocence of children while also dealing with the very, very real and traumatic life consequences of the loss of your child.
There's your tagline.
Yeah.
Can you guys remind me, and maybe other people that don't remember, because it happened very quick and I wasn't sure what was happening. So again, spoiler alert, there are the two boys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jim Carrey over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're in the back and one of them is like defending the dad, and then the other one unbuckles his seatbelt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the one that died?
What do you mean?
I think the one who was doing the unbuckling of the other seatbelt is the one who died.
The one whose seatbelt was not on.
So the one that is alive was the one that was kind of defending his dad?
I think so.
I need to go back and watch it. Yes. Yeah. The one, because I remember there was a line in the show where he was saying that he's becoming the son who died. The son who died seemed to be the one that had like rebel. A bit of a smart mouth and like stuff like that.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that stuff's really interesting. It's funny, for as much as I think the show is such an interesting and provocative premise, I didn't always feel like the pacing and the writing was living up to what I think the show can be.
Mm.
Do you guys agree or no?
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It's kind of hard for me to critique it other than that, the thing I introduced in the beginning. This show got me. I was intrigued. It gave me a lot of juice, gave me some drama. Even we haven't even talked about the sister and her discovering that her husband's having an affair.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. I just loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Were the two boys twins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I will say I'm kind of not loving his character of the son.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What about him turned you off?
Just like they're talking and the son goes, "Well, mom left you because you're a pussy."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just like, I don't really believe this. Like I was like, I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm in a world I really recognize and see. And that was the moment I was like, all of a sudden I feel like I'm in a more broad network comedy.
I'm just really proud you didn't say P-U-S-S-Y right now.
If I'm quoting Mr. the show correctly. I know, I do think I'm like criticizing, I'm like, you know, this innocence and this Midwestern.
I don't know, I think that he did play well, because you have this preteen who is not only dealing with the loss of his twin, but he's a preteen. And so they're not from the pilot. I'm assuming they are not dealing with it as a family.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see him going to therapy. You see him unraveling.
Yeah.
And then that scene where he was visiting his brother and then, you know, the potheads are there. I thought that was real. I thought, what? He's on the edge. And it's like a perfect storm as soon as he's now running with these people. He's running with the quote-unquote wrong crowd because he's not dealing with his loss. Like, his father's not dealing with the loss and the mother's not dealing with the loss. And
yeah, that's good because I think you see people in their elements. Like, his father sees him and his father just drives away.
Right, which I thought was an interesting point there, because I think, to me, the father was protecting his brand.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than dealing with
his son. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's the... I felt in a way, you know, when your parents, instead of saying, I'm so mad at you, if they're disappointed, it's way more, like, hurtful. You feel worse.
Right.
That's kind of how I felt when he drove away. But I agreed with you, Jeff, the scene that him and his father were having when he calls them the, you know, P word. And, but there was a line in that was funny when he did the Rosa Parks, the kid said the Rosa Parks thing. Mm-hmm. And then,
that was funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious. But then the scene at the graveyard when he's, like, watching those kids smoke pot on the grave, I thought, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening in this show. I feel like the minor criticisms I have of the pilot don't necessarily indicate that it's not going to be an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough that I'm really excited to watch a second one. I do think there's maybe a little bit of a sharper pilot buried in what we saw. One of the criticisms I might offer to this show is I think sometimes with these single cam comedy dramas, they're not quite funny enough to feel like a comedy and not quite serious enough to feel like a drama. When I do think some shows do this really well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch Barry this year?
Mm-mm.
Oh, none of you guys did?
I watched like a couple episodes.
I gotta say, I feel like when Barry was funny, it was really, really funny. And when Barry was dramatic, it was like heart-pounding, edge-of-your-seat dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we would have maybe gotten a little bit pushed in both directions in this pilot. Like, one of the jokes I look at that I just didn't think really landed was when he's like, you know, sometimes I attend his softball games and encourage them to play their best. Then there was a flashback of him like, come on, get to home base. It's just not really funny. I was like, is that a joke? Is that supposed to reveal his character?
I don't think it was supposed to be funny.
What was the point of to film? Because it's from a production perspective, hiring 100 extras to play a crowd field just for that 2-second flashback. Yeah. What is that?
It was a figurative moment for sure. I agree with you.
I don't know. There was just a couple moments like that where I'm like, this feels like it's a little bit of a rough draft. Like, I think there might be a sharper pilot here.
It made me think that this could be a very smart show that episodes down revisit that flashback and someone sees it in a different way. I kind of have the feeling that might be what they're doing because the guy is a little bit delusional, and to see his flashbacks, I feel as though we're seeing them for a reason because they might not necessarily be valid or the way that they happened.
I want to read a quote from Holstein. He said, "It wasn't about crafting an arc about a psycho Mr. Rogers. This is about a character in this age of darkness and lies and bullying who just wants to be good."
That's good.
Cool. It's not as cynical. A lot of these shows are very cynical. This feels actually like a surprisingly earnest approach to like character building.
Yeah.
I don't trust it.
I think she doesn't trust it. I think that's an interesting point though, Jeff. It makes me think about the aspect that you want to either laugh more or feel like it's more serious. I think sometimes it's good when it's a happy medium for shows. Like if I'm not haha laughing, I'm still entertained and I still think it's funny.
Yeah.
And like I don't think this show has to be the two extremes. I think it can tread the line and still be pretty good.
Yeah, and it's definitely trying to. I think it's trying to keep a sense of realism and urgency about like the life we're actually seeing on screen.
It's just, it's so, like Linda said, losing a child and for a young boy to lose his twin, anybody to lose a twin, it is so sad and it just makes me so sad all the time. And I don't really want to watch a show about that unless he comes back as a ghost or something. I don't know.
I get that.
You know me.
Fair enough.
yeah, it's fair. Well, I don't know. Do you guys have any more thoughts on Kidding before we sort of, I think we've had a good discussion.
Yeah.
I would be very curious to hear what you guys think of this show. Obviously, this isn't a show that's made for everyone. I think a lot of Jim Carrey fans who love a show like Ace Ventura might go into this kind of scratching their head because they forget that he loves to take on serious dramatic roles.
This is more for the Truman
Man
Show.
Man on the Moon?
Yes.
This is Truman Show fans.
Truman Show fans, Man on the Moon fans.
They said that it's the cousin in temperament to series like Smilf, and I'm dying up here.
I just need to tell you guys something really quick about me and Jim Carrey. So when my parents got divorced, you know, traumatic, 9, 10 years old, and I saw the Truman Show, they sent me, you know, to a therapist because they got a divorce. They're like, just make sure she's all right. And I told my therapist, I just saw the Truman Show, and I think this is happening to me.
Little Sam.
I know. And she was like, honey, if that was happening to you, then this would be the best day of my life.
Oh, way to go, therapist.
Your therapist sounds awesome. Yeah.
Great lady.
Well, I'd say, again, if you've seen a show like Eternal Sunshine and you really like that show, this might be another show you would like. I do think other kind of Showtime single cams like Smilf would be a good antecedent to a show like this. Any other shows you guys might recommend based on this pilot? It's kind of unique.
I'm trying to think. There's like offbeat FX shows, you know, kind of, and Barry probably. I have seen a few episodes of that. Just some offbeat dark comedy.
Offbeat. What was that show we watched on? It's a loose comparison. On Stars? No, or was it? It was on Sci-Fi. I don't know.
Oh, Happy.
Not that it's like completely similar to it, but just that offbeat humor aspect to it.
Sort of unreliable protagonist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, guys, this has been fun.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
It was awesome. A treat.
Definitely. I love the brilliant opinions of my co-panelists. They always make me think. And, of course, those co-panelists are D'Angelo Platt.
I'm D'Angelo Friday, actually.
D'Angelo Friday.
Or D'Angelo Platt on good days. You can hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV or on Instagram at D'Angelo.
Friday. I don't even know where this is coming from. Okay.
I got a lot of layers.
Our numbers. That's my favorite part.
Oh, we forgot to wait. We'll do it after we.
I know. You went to me first. Come on, man. We got a routine all right, here.
All right. We're going to come back. We do have to rate the pilot. I'm going to give this.
Get together.
I'm jumping the gun.
I'm joking.
No. It's an important segment. Our fans are going to want to hear this. I'm going to give this a 4.1.
Ooh. Linda's upset.
I still don't know his rating system after all this time. Like, I just don't know where it comes
from. You gave
from.
It a higher.
I thought that after he got married, like, it would just settle a little bit more, but the shade. Clearly I was wrong.
The shade.
That was great.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
What's with me in decimals and fractions? Stop it, Sam. Okay. 3.9 for me.
And you still did a decimal. What did we watch last week? And we gave 4s to that.
I wasn't here.
This is America to Me.
Okay. Yeah, I got to go lower than that then. Because I gave that a 4. I got to give this like a 3.65.
We got to be consistent with our votes.
Yeah. America to Me is really good, by the way. I'm still watching it. Yeah. It's awesome.
Okay, I got to return to it.
It's awesome. Well, maybe we should make our way out now. as D'Angelo mentioned, D'Angelo Friday, you can be found on Twitter.
Can I do it twice? Let's do it twice.
Do it come again. On,
guys. What's up, guys?
You can hit me on Twitter.
I'm D'Angelo Friday, sometimes D'Angelo Platt, usually D'Angelo Platt Friday. You can hit me on Twitter at D'Angelo TV or on Instagram at D'Angelo. Where can they find you, Sam?
You can find me, Sam Wednesday, on Wednesdays. Sam Davidson at SamD43 Twitter and Instagram and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. I'm happy to be back.
And I am Linda So Girly all across social media, and hit me up. Let's and you continue guys can the conversation.
Ooh, I felt
forget,
pause.
Forget what she has to say.
I feel like all of us have forgotten how to host in the last 4 minutes. You can continue the conversation with Linda. And I recommend it. She's a great conversationalist, as you guys know. And you guys can find me on Twitter, Jeffrey C. Graham. Please do reach out, especially a show like this. I'd be very curious. Loop us all in, and we can get a nice Twitter conversation going.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
And hop in the comments below. We've had someone coming back week after week, and it's been fun to talk to you. So hop in the comments below. We will respond. Mm-hmm. This is AfterBuzz TV, guys. We're here every week talking about all your favorite shows. Join us, and we'll see you next week on Chicken Pilot Reviews. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.